Item 15, discussion and possible action on legislative policy amendments. Matt Phillips.
Fiddler, do you know who Lefty Frizzell is?
Yeah, of course I do.
Well, this isn't him who I'm fixing to reintroduce. Jason Frizzell is our new staff attorney. He's from Granbury, went to school at ACU, and did his undergraduate work there, has a law degree from Texas Tech, and Jason joined us in May of this year. And so this is his first opportunity to be in front of the board, and you're not him either, are you? So anyway, Matt's going to give you an overview, and then we're going to show you what kind of what happened in the legislative session, and then it gets a little laborious to have to go through all these things and read those things. So bear with us, and we'll get through as quickly as we can.
I'm just going to be real brief and tell you what kind of changes we're talking about. Surprisingly, during the session, there was stuff that happened that wasn't related to PK. And the legislature made several changes to law, kind of related to our functions as a political subdivision of the state and as a public entity. And as such, we have to adjust our policies accordingly to make sure we're compliant with the law. Overall, an assessment of the changes that were made is that they were good. That's not to say that they'll benefit us in any particular way. It's just that's to say that they weren't too onerous. So overall, there weren't any changes made that are going to be hard to comply with. So with that, I will be here to help answer any questions from the legislative standpoint, but I'll let Jason come up and brief the actual policy changes.
Okay, as Matt said, what I have for you today is just those laws that require amendments to our operations policy manual. I've heard about that.
Gotta break him in.
I'm gonna do the first six for you. Riley's gonna come up and do the seventh. That's the conflicts disclosure. He's discussed that with you on prior occasions before. So I guess we'll dive right into it. The first one's House Bill 590. It requires the Brazos River Authority to adopt an ethics policy. I think this is pretty straightforward. We've written the policy based on the requirements in the statute, which were pretty well delineated. And the other requirement is we have to distribute a copy of this policy to all our employees. So with that, I'll go ahead and read the resolution. Be it resolved that the Brazos River Authority hereby adopts the following ethics policy to be included in the operations policy manual as general operations practices, section 2.03, with subsequent sections being renumbered as necessary. 2.03 Ethics Policy. All officers and employees shall abide by the Brazos River Authority's ethics policy. In accordance with the ethics policy, an officer and employee of the Brazos River Authority shall not, one, accept or solicit any gift, favor, or service that might reasonably tend to influence the officer or employee in the discharge of official duties or that the officer or employee knows or should know is being offered with the intent to influence the officer's or employee's official conduct. Two, accept other employment or engage in a business or professional activity that the officer or employee might reasonably expect would require or induce the officer or employee to disclose confidential information acquired by reason of the official position. Three, accept other employment or compensation that could reasonably be expected to impair the officers or employees' independence or of judgment in the performance of the officers or employees' official duties. Four, make personal investments that could reasonably be expected to create a substantial conflict between the officers or employees' private interest and the public's interest. Or five, intentionally or knowingly solicit, accept, or agree to accept any benefit for having exercised the officers or employees' official powers or performed the officers or employees' official duties in the favor of another. Texas Government Code, section 572.051A. Employees who violate the Brazos River Authority's ethics policy are subject to termination or another employment-related section, Texas Government Code, section 572.051B. Copies of the ethics policy in Chapter 572, Subchapter C of the Texas Government Code shall be distributed to all current employees, all new employees within 3 days of hire, and all new officers within 3 days of qualification for office, Texas Government Code, section 572.051C and H.
Thank you, Jason. Any questions for Jason? Is there a motion?
Move to approve.
Fred Lee, seconded by Carolyn Johnson. Poll the board, please.
Chairman Pena?
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Peraba?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director DeCluid?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Gere?
Yes.
Director Hughes?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Skaggs?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Okay, the next bill we're talking about is House Bill 3693. It's related to energy efficiency measures. It's a rather lengthy bill, and of that, two requirements are really applicable to the Brazos River Authority. The first one is we'll be required to record and report our energy consumption, the utility consumption, I should say. This is something we're already doing.
Sorry.
They're cold.
Does this item cover the cost of the extra electricity for the electronic media?
I'm not aware if it does or not. I don't think so. But this is something we've been recording, and now we're working on reporting it on the website. The second thing is the energy efficiency program. We have to establish a goal of reducing energy consumption by 5% each fiscal year for the next 5 years. So if there's no questions, I'll go ahead and read the resolution.
Please.
Can I ask a question for a second?
Sure.
6 years at 5% a year, that's roughly 30% reduction. Is that feasible, Phil?
I should have been more clear. We establish a goal and implement all available measures toward meeting that goal. So it's not a hard 30%. It's more making the effort to reach the 30%. Be it resolved that the Brazos River Authority Operations Policy Manual be amended and subsequent sections be renumbered as necessary to add the following policies in Section 6, Conserving and Developing Natural Resources. 6.08, Recording and Reporting of Utility Consumption. The Brazos River Authority shall record the metered amounts and the aggregate cost of the electricity, water, and natural gas it consumes in an electronic repository. This information shall be reported on the Brazos River Authority's website, Texas Government Code Section 2264.001. 6.09, Energy Efficiency Program. The Brazos River Authority shall establish the goal of reducing its electricity consumption by 5% each state fiscal year for 6 years, beginning in fiscal year 2008. A report shall be submitted annually to the State Energy Conservation Office regarding the efforts in progress toward meeting this goal. If the Brazos River Authority fails to meet this goal, it shall include justification that has already implemented all available measures in the annual report. Texas Health and Safety Code Section 388.05.
You've heard the resolution. Is there a motion?
Move to approve.
Mr. Lee, second by Robert. Pull the board, please.
Chairman Pena?
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Peraba?
Yes.
Director Christian? Yes. Director DeCluid? Yes. Director Garcia? Yes. Director Gere? Yes. Director Hughes? Yes. Director Johnson? Yes. Director Kilgore? Yes. Director Martin? Yes. Director Moore? Yes. Director Skaggs? Yes. Director Zaccanino? Yes. Okay. House Bill 3613 requires the Brazos River Authority to issue ID cards to all the peace officers it employs. We've been doing this in the past. We've looked at the others and updated our ID cards to make sure they comply with the statute. So we're already in compliance with this bill here. So if there are any questions, I'll read the resolution. Be resolved that the Brazos River Authority Operations Policy Manual be amended and subsequent sections be renumbered as necessary to add the following policy in Section 2, General Operations Practices. 2.12, Peace Officer Identification Cards. The Brazos River Authority shall issue identification cards to all certified peace officers it employs. The identification card shall meet all the requirements set forth in Texas Government Code, Section 614.122, and shall be recovered upon resignation or termination of the peace officer. Texas Government Code, Sections 614.121, et sec.
Your motion?
So moved.
Mr. Skaggs? Mayor Robert? Hold the board, please.
Chairman Pena?
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Carrabba?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director B. Cluett?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Beer?
Yes.
Director Hughes?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Skaggs?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Okay, and this next one, we have two bills that amended the same section in our policy manual. House Bill 576 dealt with a requirement that we accept bid bonds for construction contracts that were over $250,000. We already did this in the past, so there's no operational change on that one. Senate Bill 657 raised the threshold requirements for bidding and shorten the time that we advertise for bids. And with that, I'll read the resolution. Be it resolved that the following paragraphs in the Brazos River Authority Operations Policy Manual be amended under Section 3.03, Procurement of Construction Contracts, to read as follows. 2% deposit required on bids for contracts over $50,000. For contracts over $50,000, a bidder must submit a certified or cashier's check on a responsible bank in the state equal to at least 2% of the total amount of the bid, or a bid bond of at least 2% of the total amount of the bid issued by a surety legally authorized to do business in the state. If cashier's checks are required, the checks for all bidders except the three most qualified bidders shall be returned within 3 days of the bid opening. For contracts over $250,000, the Brazos River Authority must accept a bid bond, and the amount it requires is a bid deposit if the bid bond meets the other requirements herein. If the successful bidder fails or refuses to enter into a proper contract with the Brazos River Authority, or if it fails or refuses to furnish the payment and performance bonds that are required by law, it forfeits its deposit. Texas Water Code, Section 49.271C, 30 Texas Administrative Code, Section 293.63, Subsection 4. Advertising and bidding requirements. A contract may cover all the work to be provided for the Brazos River Authority, or the various elements of the work may be segregated for the purpose of receiving bids. A contract may also provide that the work will be completed in stages over a period of years. The Brazos River Authority may not, however, subdivide the work to avoid advertising and bidding requirements. Texas Water Code, Sections 49, 273B, and G. For contracts over $50,000, the Brazos River Authority shall advertise the letting of the contract, including the general conditions, time, and place of opening of sealed bids. The notice shall be published in any newspaper with general circulation in the district. The notice shall be published once a week for 2 consecutive weeks before the date that the bids are opened, and the first publication shall not be later than the 21st day before the date of the opening of the sealed bids. The bidding documents, plans, specifications, and other data needed to bid on the project must be available at the time of the first advertisement, and the advertisement shall state the location at which these documents may be reviewed. Texas Water Code, Sections 49.273A and D. For contracts over $25,000 but not more than $50,000, the Brazos River Authority shall solicit written competitive bids on uniform written specifications from at least 3 bidders. Texas Water Code, Section 49.273E. For contracts of not more than $25,000, the Brazos River Authority is not required to advertise or to seek competitive bids. Texas Water Code, Section 49.273F.
The resolution is a motion to adopt by Sal, seconded by Chris. Clip, please hold the board.
Chairman Pena?
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Director Peralta?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director DeCluit?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Deere?
Yes.
Director Hughes?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Peck?
Yes.
Director Zaganito?
Yes.
Okay, House Bill 1886 authorizes the Brazos River Authority to use design build for wastewater, water plants, and other types of civil engineering projects, which previously we weren't able to do. There are several requirements in that bill. It's a rather lengthy bill. I've tried in the policy to incorporate most of the major ones, but then to reference the entire bill to give more of the details. So with that, I'll go ahead and read the resolution. Be it resolved that the Brazos River Authority Operations Policy Manual be amended and subsequent sections be renumbered as necessary to add the following policy in Section 3, Procurement. 3.05, Design Build Procedures for Civil Works Projects. Notwithstanding Section 3.04 above, the Brazos River Authority may use the Design Build method of procurement for the construction, rehabilitation, alteration, or repair of a civil works project. A civil works project includes 1. Roads, streets, bridges, utilities, water supply projects, water plants, wastewater plants, water distribution and wastewater conveyance facilities, desalination projects, airport runways and taxiways, storm drainage and flood control projects, or transit projects. 2. Types of projects or facilities related to those described in subsection 1 and associated with civil engineering construction. And 3. Buildings or structures that are incidental to the projects or facilities that are described in subsections 1 and 2, and that are primarily civil engineering construction projects. Texas Local Government Code, Section 271.181.2. Until September 1st, 2011, the Brazos River Authority may use the design-build method for not more than 3 civil works projects in any fiscal year. Texas Local Government Code, Section 271.186. The Brazos River Authority shall use the following criteria as a minimum basis for determining the circumstances under which the design-build method is appropriate for a project. 1. The extent to which the Brazos River Authority can adequately define the project requirements. 2. The time constraints for the delivery of the project. 3. The ability to ensure that a competitive procurement can be held. And 4. The capability of the Brazos River Authority to manage and oversee the project, including the availability of experienced personnel or outside consultants who are familiar with design-build method of project delivery. A formal finding on the above criteria shall be made before preparing a request for qualifications. Texas Local Government Code, Section 271.185C and D. When using the design-build method for civil works projects, the Brazos River Authority shall comply in all respects with Chapter 271, Subchapter J of the Local Government Code.
Question? Is there a motion to adopt? Robert Christian, second. John Skaggs. Hold the board, please.
Chairman Pena?
Yes.
Director Valjean?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Peralta?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director DeCluit?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Deere?
Yes.
Director Hughes?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Skaggs?
Yes.
Director Zaganino?
Yes.
Okay, this is another change that came out of House Bill 1886. Under prior law, we were not able, our provisions in our contracts were void to the extent that they required engineers or architects to indemnify us for our negligence. This expands that to allow us to be indemnified for the engineer or architect's negligence, intellectual property infringement, intentional torts or failure to pay subcontractors. So this is a pretty good change for us. And if there's not any questions, I'll read the resolution. Okay. Be it resolved that the Brazos River Authority Operations Policy Manual be amended under Section 3.03 procurement of construction contracts by adding the following paragraph. Limitation on indemnification of the Brazos River Authority by engineer or architect. The Brazos River Authority shall not make a covenant or promise in connection with or collateral to a contract for engineering or architectural services to which it is a party of the, if the covenant or promise provides that a licensed engineer or registered architect whose work product is the subject of the contract must indemnify, hold harmless, or defend the Brazos River Authority against liability for damage other than liability for damage that is caused by or results from an act of negligence, intentional tort, intellectual property infringement, or failure to pay a subcontractor or supplier committed by the indemnitor or the indemnitor's agent, consultant under contract, or another entity over which the indemnitor exercises control. Such a covenant or promise is void and unenforceable by law. Texas Local Government Code, Section 2.271.904A.
You heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Mr. Bailon, seconded by Mr. Skaggs. Hold the board, please.
Chairman Kenyon?
Yes.
Director Bailon?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Carraba?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director D. Pluitt?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Deer?
Yes.
Director Hughes?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Skaggs?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I have, and I'll turn it over to Riley to discuss the conflicts disclosure.
Jason, that was a great job.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Great job.
I just have one comment.
Yes, sir.
He didn't turn the lights off to save a few percent.
That's right.
Air conditioning down. Oh, it's already down. No, no.
Riley?
Hi. Okay. This is a final, I guess, legislative change. If y'all remember, I came about, I think it was about this time last year, briefed y'all on the conflicts of interest disclosure form that y'all have got to fill out, and it was kind of a really broad policy and law at the time, and everybody came up with all kinds of wacky scenarios, and you wondered whether or not it would apply, if you would have to do it, and the answer was always yes. They've gone back and kind of fixed that provision, so hopefully the answer is no a little more often now. And basically what they did is they defined, if you all recall, the term business relationship wasn't defined. You've got to report, you know, if you have a business relationship with anybody who the authority might be contracting with and so forth. They've defined that now. They've defined a contract which wasn't defined before, which could have meant an oral contract, a written contract, you know, just about anything. They've defined that to mean a written contract. They've defined family member. They've also taken out defined investment income and said that that does not apply. And in accordance with this definition, I think, like one of the scenarios we talked about, well, what if you stop and you get gas at Chevron and we've got stock in Chevron or something like that, or you all have stock in it and one of our guys goes and buys it, would you have to report it? Well, kind of technically back then, yes, now no. And the other kind of weird scenario was, what if you had a family member who gave you a gift and they were, and we did business with them or something, would you have to report a gift from a family member? And they've gone back and fixed that and said no as well. So we're going to basically add this policy into the policy book. And if y'all have any questions concerning it, I mean, don't hesitate to let us know. And what we're going to do, I think, is we're going to provide you all, probably by email, I guess, a copy, probably of the new law, so that y'all can kind of read it yourselves and take a look at it, see what you think. We'll also be giving y'all sort of quarterly a list of all of our vendors, and we'll email that to you, too. It's about, you know, a stack of paper that thick, so that you can take a look at it. And we'll make available, I guess, on our website, and anybody who requests it, the actual conflict form, so you can fill them out if you have a conflict. And once again, you only have to fill out the form if there is a conflict that you've noted. And before I read this, do y'all have any questions?
Okay. I have one question.
Yes, sir.
On page 46, top of the page, definition of investment income?
Yes.
Dividends, capital gains, or interest income generated from one, a personal or business checking or savings account, share draft, share account, or other similar account, personal business investment, or personal business loan.
Mm-hmm.
One word in here exempting IRA accounts.
Yeah.
And he, what did you say there?
There's nothing in here. I think he said there's nothing in here exempting IRA accounts. I mean, maybe that would fall under a personal investment.
IRA's investment.
Well, it doesn't say personal investment. It says personal or business checking or savings account. It doesn't say investment account.
That's the policy.
Do what?
I said it's not said. It's not exempted, right?
Yeah, it may be. I'm not, you know, I don't know how that'll ultimately be interpreted by the law.
Point
but
that out before.
Yeah.
The odds, if it's not specifically exempted, then it's included.
Yeah.
The answer, if the answer is not specifically no, then it's yes.
Yeah, probably so. Okay. Be it resolved, the Brazos River Authority Operations Policy Manual be amended and subsequent sections be renumbered as necessary to add the following policy. Under subsection 2.02, Code of Ethics for Board of Directors and General Manager / Chief Executive Officer. Conflict disclosure statement. Definitions. Business relationship means a connection between two or more parties based on commercial activity of one of the parties. The term does not include a connection based on A, a transaction that is subject to rate or fee regulation by a federal, state, or local governmental entity or an agency of a federal, state, or local governmental entity. B, a transaction conducted at a price and subject to terms available to the public. Or C, a purchase or lease of goods or services from a person that is chartered by a state or federal agency and that is subject to regular examination by and reporting to that agency. Contract means a written agreement for the sale or purchase of real property, goods, or services. Family member means a person related to another person within the first degree of consanguinity or affinity, as described by subchapter B, chapter 573, Government Code, except that the term does not include a person who is considered to be related to another person by affinity only as described by section 573.024B, Government Code. Investment income means dividends, capital gains, or interest income generated from A, personal or business checking or savings account, share draft or share account, or other similar account, B, a personal or business investment, or C, a personal or business loan. Texas Local Government Code, section 176.001. Filing requirements. Board members and the general manager / chief executive officers must file a conflicts disclosure statement in accordance with chapter 176 Local Government Code, which requires a disclosure with respect to a person who enters or seeks to enter into a contract with the Brazos River Authority or as an agent of such a person. This does not include contracts with a state, a political subdivision of the state, the federal government, or foreign governments. If the person, one, has an employment or other business relationship with the officer or a family member of the officer that results in the officer or family member receiving taxable income other than investment income that exceeds $2,500 during the 12-month period preceding the date that the officer becomes aware that a contract has been executed or the Brazos River Authority is considering entering into a contract with the person, or two, has given the officer or a family member of the officer one or more gifts that have an aggregate value of more than $250 in the 12-month period preceding the date the officer becomes aware that a contract has been executed or the Brazos River Authority is considering entering into a contract with the person. An officer is not required to file a conflicts disclosure statement in regards to a gift if the gift is, one, given by a family member of the person accepting the gift, two, a political contribution as defined by Title 15 Election Code, or three, food, lodging, transportation, or entertainment accepted as a guest. Texas Local Government Code, Section 176.003. The Brazos River Authority may extend the requirements of filing a conflicts disclosure statement to any employee who has the authority to approve contracts on behalf of the Brazos River Authority. Texas Local Government Code, Section 176.005. The person required to file a conflicts disclosure statement commits an offense if the person knowingly violates this requirement and does not file a conflicts disclosure statement within 7 business days after receiving notice of the alleged violation. An offense under this subsection is a Class C misdemeanor. Texas Local Government Code Sections 176.003 and .005. Form of conflict disclosure statement. The conflict disclosure statement shall be in the form adopted by the Texas Ethics Commission, Texas Local Government Code Section 176.004. Miscellaneous requirements. The records administrator for the Brazos River Authority shall maintain a list of the board members, the general manager slash chief executive officer, and any employee made subject to the requirements of Chapter 176, and shall make that list available to the public and any person who may be required to file a questionnaire under Section 176.006 of the Local Government Code, Texas Local Government Code Section 176.007. The Brazos River Authority shall make conflicts disclosure statements and conflict questionnaires filed in accordance with Chapter 176 of the Local Government Code available to the public on its website, Texas Local Government Code Section 176.009.
All right, move it up. So moved by Mr. Fred Lee.
Second.
Second by Ray Gere. Pull the board, please.
Director Keenan?
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Travis?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director DeCluet?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Gere?
Yes.
Director Hughes?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Skaggs?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Thank you.